Peace, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is our After Dark with Triple Dark Goddess radio show. We air live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com. Check out our website, baby. That's www.angrydivas.com. That's D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo. This has been another Bitch House production, the Angry Divas radio show. Thank you. Peace.
Of the angry, it's the angry diva 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 of the angry divas radio show on blogtalkradio.com. So what you gonna do? It's the Angry Divas radio show with Triple Dark Goddess as the host.
Yeah, baby! Welcome everybody to tonight's episode of the Angry Divas. Right, I am your host with the most, the Triple Dark Goddess, also known as Diva Fire, because sometimes a bitch burns hot, like tonight. Welcome, everyone who is listening under the sound of my voice, to the realm of real dark wisdom, because dark wisdom without practical application and dark gnosis is worth nothing. We don't worry over here. We don't worry. We don't march. We don't complain. We don't blame. What we do is learn and remember our power, our sacred little authority, our rights, and we exercise them. You will not hear me blaming anybody for the things that trouble the black woman except the black woman. And while my detractors are very upset with me about it, there are thousands of black women who are extremely thankful to me for it because now they're exercising mastery in their lives, over their wombs, in their throne room, in their bedroom. They are not passive, receptive beings anymore, but they are God, the living she. It's a powerful time to be alive and to be a goddess. Yesterday, we saw white women and other races of women who joined them march. And today, President Pussy Grabber signed an anti-abortion bill into law. So, sorry, because I'm petty and dark, y'all. We don't do the love and light over here. But I'm going to let it be known, y'all's little march was cute. It was cute. It was cute. It was cute as hell. Y'all was cute as hell with this little pussy hat. That was real cute. But they showed you exactly what they thought of your little march. So white women did it their way, and the dark divine feminine is going to do it hers. We'll be back after this song.
Of death, I blow the dragon's breath on your face.
watch my life. And I peep too few. I want to them boy. What's the language? Zaga!
Peace, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is our After Dark with Triple Dark Goddess radio show. We air live at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on blogtalkradio.com. Check out our website, baby. That's www.angrydivas.com. That's D-E-V-A-S. Get it right, boo.
Back in the day, answering machine messages, you know what I mean? The music come on all smooth, and then the bitch come in smooth too.
Peace, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is our After Dark for Triple.
If you can't roast yourself, you ain't got no business talking about nobody else. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's episode of the Angry Divas Radio Show. And I am your host with the most Triple Dark Goddess, and tonight we are going to discuss Pussy Language 4, also called Yoni Language 4, and we're going to talk about feminine sexual pleasure privilege. Let me get my, look at that, it's like three times fast, little tongue twister. Feminine sexual pleasure privilege, there we go. Okay? The sexual privilege and our pleasure privilege, because this is the pleasure principle and this is the pleasure planet. Of course, as you know, and if you don't know, you will soon, I am dark side. I am the shadow side. I am not a love and light goddess. I am an evil, cuss you the fuck out, dark goddess bitch. And I own that shit, and I'm okay with it. Because you know what? In these dark-ass times, with these dark-ass problems that plague our gender and racial cohort, we need people with dark solutions. And I mean real solutions, the kind of solutions that make a thing as if it never was. This is a very, very powerful time to be alive if we but choose to pay attention. I started the day in one of my many elite groups, private elite groups. You are more than welcome to join us. Make sure that you sign up for my mailing list. That's www.thedarkdivinefeminine.com. I welcome you to sign up. Right on the home page, the home tab, click on it, it says join the mailing list. And when you click on join the mailing list, it'll take you to the mailing list page with my beautiful little chocolate face and where you can sign up. So make sure you get signed up for our mailing list. We do welcome you to do that so that you're getting information on classes and discounts. It's cheaper if you're on the list than everybody else pays. That's a perk. I would totally do that if I were you. Also, if you signed up by Thursday, because we are doing Yoni Language 4 February 3rd. We changed the date. It was better for most sisters. I got a lot of emails, sisters asking me if the class was going to be recorded. And when I saw how many sisters were asking, I said, let's just change the date to the 3rd February. So that's what we're going to do, because it's best for everybody. And everybody's all happy now. Like, bet, I'm ready. We have just a few spaces remaining. And everything that I do, I like to keep the numbers small. Why? Because then I can get to everybody, and then we can kind of keep the focus as well. And I prefer for small groups of women to get together, because anytime you got a big group of same-thinking-ass people, you might be going off track. So we're only allowing a certain amount of people into this particular class, and I have 6 spaces remaining. That's it. Get signed up. Here's the other thing I'm going to do for you. If you go to the page in just maybe 10 minutes, give me 10 minutes to finish saying this and type link up, I will have a pay link up on the page attached to a picture for you to get Yoni Language 4 for $80. You must sign up by Thursday. It will disappear on Thursday. All right? Actually, one of Diva's many assistants, can you do that? Thanks. Somebody from the Diva Nation family, if you can handle that for me, I'd appreciate it so that I can just stay focused this last 10 minutes. We've got 10 minutes and remaining on the clock for the show. We may or may not go into overtime. If we get close to overtime, I'm going to try to remember to remind you guys to call in. If you're listening online right now and you wanted to call in, weigh in, say something on the topic, I might open the lines tonight. I never do, but I might just do that tonight. So call in. The number, is 347-9930. Again, 347-826-9930. That's the guest call-in. And I want to remind you guys, we do have a sister coming on the show who, you know, we did this series last week where we were talking about Bi-Gate because of that trash matchmaker in Atlanta telling people they should consider bisexual men if they wanted to find love. And not considering the implications of what that meant for black women, not just in the realm of sexual safety and sovereignty, but also in the realm of having the right to say, I don't want that, and it be okay. You know, like, I don't want a man who's short. I don't want a man who got goddamn kids. I don't need that drama in my life. I don't have kids. He shouldn't have kids. We have a right to have choice. And what we're seeing overall is not just an assault on women's right to make a choice, but women sacrificing other women's right to make a choice. We saw that when Rebecca took her ass to the polls on November 8th and voted to the tune of 53% to almost 56% for Trump, but showed out yesterday for that pussy march, a day late and a dollar short. And I told you, black woman, I told you, sit your black ass at home. Don't get on the front line. I had so many racist Beckys come to my page to call me racist for saying that we had nothing to do with this shit. We did what we were supposed to do. 94% of us voted with her. That's y'all's fight. Figure it out. You did it. You fixed it. We already did what we were supposed to do. And I was called all kinds of racist and divisive, and it was just Banner Becky Day. Yesterday and today, just Banner Becky Day. But she showed her ass yesterday, saw all kinds of pictures of police officers and pussy hat protests. I'm remembering black women, pregnant black women, slammed to the ground like there was so much trash by cops when they did a protest. But we're not supposed to have that conversation. We're not supposed to talk about pussy privilege and whose pussy got more privilege than whom. Not supposed to talk about it. It's divisive. Well, you know, I don't really give a damn. We're going to talk about all that shit. And I want you guys to understand what we always do as black women. We do this all the time. We did it even when we voted with her. We got nothing out of voting for Hillary Clinton. Nothing. Not a goddamn thing was in it for us. But we were so loyal to the civil rights of all, that we said, fuck it. We're going to vote with her. I guess, girl. Every time I say 53% of white women voted Trump, somebody come back with, well, only 24% of white women who voted. For Trump. So, I mean, you're saying it, like, I don't give a damn. If only 24% of white women voted, and those who voted for Trump, that still means there's a huge percentage of y'all that didn't even show up to the polls, but you had time to march. We can't be distracted by this stuff. We can't. It's a smokescreen. Because you know what? They're defunding Planned Parenthood, which is a direct attack on working class and poor class women, of which women of color make a huge percentage, of which mothers, women who have children, the number one indicator of poverty on this planet is motherhood. To be a mother is almost like gambling and going right bankrupt, and you know you're gonna, but you roll the dice anyway. And despite this fact, despite the high mortality rate of mothers and children in this nation, we continue on. What we are seeing is, and I have to explain this to you guys esoterically, because I don't think we should just keep talking about this in common layman's terms. That's easy. But what we are seeing here is an ancient war being played out again and again and again between the dark mother and her bastard son. In this case, I want to talk to you a little bit about the dark goddess Erishkigal and that bastard Enki. Dark Mother Erishkigal never wanted humans to have control over breeding. She thought that that should be something that's regulated, that they should be able to make choices about whether or not they bring in life, which life, at what time. It shouldn't just be stripped and they're just out here just making babies. And Enki, if you follow the stories, this is Sumerian. You can go read this and study it. Y'all should have Goddess 101 by now. And if you don't, the class is up on the website, and every class is $40 per each one. Make sure that you get signed up. Get on the mailing list so you can get the link, the pay link. But if you studied Goddess 101, this should not be foreign to you. You should understand what's happening. And if you haven't, then fine, permit me to enlighten you or darken you. Enki did not want women to have that power. Why? I have a couple of theories. If women could choose when to birth and exactly what kind of child they were going to bring forth, there might be a day that women would choose to not bring forth his likeness, which would be man and his kind. And that, honey, is what we're really seeing here. We are seeing men terrified. Men are terrified. And we're seeing the way that male fear makes itself manifest. Their Y chromosome is degenerating more and more with each generation. I say it all the time, that bitch looking more like a V every day. And as they produce less testosterone and they feel less manly and they feel displaced because they don't evolve the way that we do. Women move quickly. If you know anything about your own biology and physiology, you know that even on a chemical level, your brain is changing every day. Every hour of every day, you're quote-unquote changing your mind, which is changing your functionality. It's very different for us being bearers of the divine womb. It's a very different thing for us. And these changes, these rapid changes, the energy shifts, going into the information age, going into what they're calling Kali Yuga. I'm not going to speak on that. I'm just going to reference it, but that's what they're calling it. I'm going to reference that they're calling it Kali Yuga, okay? And the age of Aquarius, all of these, this newness, it's too much and it's overwhelming for something that nature has rendered obsolete, overwhelming. We have four frequencies on this planet, four energy frequencies that I like to talk about that I'm going to mention today. There's more, but I'm going to just talk about the four. On the feminine side, we have the divine feminine of the dark and the light, and we have the wounded feminine as well. And on the male side, the masculine side, to help you understand it, because sometimes we need to break it down into bodies. It's not just about the body. It's about an energy. But sometimes we need that to help us understand. Fine. On the side of the masculine, we have the divine masculine and the diminished masculine. And the singular role of the diminished masculine is to keep the divine feminine wounded so she's small enough to fit into his staggeringly diminishing patriarchal world. And I gave an example on my page of this today. I talked about Melania. And I said that Melania is not the first lady. She represents the dark whore. Well, of course, Becky came to get fucked. Don't read. That's not my fault. Read! But the point I'm making is this is the woman representing dark Venus, Inanna, even Baba Yaga. If you know anything of these goddess archetypes, you know that this is all revelation and celebration of the yoni, the opening of the yoni flower to be a receiver frequency. To take her out of her dark whore receiver frequency into this divine feminine of the light, acting nice for people and stuff, that's going to diminish her energy. She's not being true to herself, and we're already seeing it. This is a woman who, quite not unlike Baba Yaga, has pictures all over the place of her revealed yoni flower, her pussy, her boobs, everywhere. She has celebrated. Call in. We're at the 90-second mark for overtime. So if you wanted to listen to the last maybe 5-7 minutes of the show, because I ain't going to go that long, make sure you call in. 347-826-9930, okay? Again, 347-826-9930. We are at the 90-second and counting mark to go into overtime. I told y'all I'd remind you. So here we are. She just announced it in my ear. 347-826-9930. If you press 1, I'll open your mic in a minute. Anywho, this is a woman who celebrates her whore energy versus Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is an archetype of the dark feminine, yes, but she is not the dark whore. There's a difference. And what we're seeing is a diminishment, a covering up, a policing, a checking of that dark whore energy. Because men are terrified of chaos, and she is chaos personified. So let's go to the call line really quick before I do. If that's your time with us for today, I want to say peace be your journey and thank you for checking in. You can always catch the last part of the show in the archives. We are also on iTunes and have been ever since 2013 when we started Booth. So you can check us out on iTunes. You can check us out right here on Blog Talk Radio blogtalkradio.com/angrydivas. I think it is. It might be the Dark Divine Feminine. I can't remember what I did. But either way, make sure you're a fan on our fan page. That's the Dark Divine Feminine on Facebook. It is posted there, and I will repost it in the morning. I hope that pay link is up. If not, it will be up in the show link and also on the page a little bit later. I have a couple of callers. I'm going to open maybe one line. I'll open one line. Welcome. Peace be unto you. Call us 760-693. Tell us what your name and where you're calling from.
This is Dr. M. I didn't even know I pushed one. I didn't think I pushed one.
This is who?
Doc Mechanic.
Okay. Hey, Doc Mechanic. You know what? I'm muting you because you always come in here and mess up damn frequency with your crazy spirits over there. So you and me will talk later. I love you, baby. I would have picked the one mic I decided over would have been Doc Mechanic. Oh, well, to everybody else, that's that. I want to say to everybody who's tuned in tonight, thank you so much for listening. We are going to get into this Pussy Language 4 class, and I'm going to be actually sharing a little bit more than I said with you sisters. And now it's time for us to know not just how to move the womb chi energy and to master and restore and heal ourselves to be able to be powerful hunters instead of the prey sexually. It's also time for us to understand fertility mastery. Witches never worry. We ritual. And while every other woman is waiting on men to give her permission to master her pussy, the witch and the priestess has already done it and is telling you that is your responsibility, my darling. It's your pussy. You make the rules. So we're going to be discussing birth control and such. Can't say more. Don't want y'all to hem me up because I know you bitches are treacherous and you'll do it. With that said, I'm Triple God Goddess, and this has been another Bitch House production, the Angry Divas Radio Show. Y'all make sure you get signed up for Pussy Language 4. Don't forget, we're going to be doing this class on February 3rd, Friday, February 3rd. We have a lot of sisters already signed up. I just got a notification. We have 5 spaces remaining for this class, and only 5. We got some sisters who asked me if they could sign up. If you don't pay in, you're gone, boo. First come, first serve. We have 5 remaining spots for Pussy Language 4, Yoni Language 4, Feminine Sexual Privilege, Feminine Pleasure Privilege. Where I will be teaching you all how to move your womb chi energy. I will be teaching you all how to be vampiric sexually so that you get him and not get got. You're the hunter and not the meat. Yet still maintaining your feminine frequency. Oh, baby. Witches never worry. We ritual. If there be anything going on in your life that you need a little bit of help with, I want you to know I am doing a special this week on Sessions with the Oracle, $65. The pay link will also be up on the page. Make sure that you have a great rest of your evening, and we'll see y'all the next time for the show, boo. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great night. Thank you.